Rachel Hamilton came to a stop outside the battered metal roller door that was the entrance to Black's Vintage Repair and Restoration, the motorcycle repair shop owned by her friend Gideon Black. She took a breath. The acid eating a hole in her gut wasn't from fear. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that Levi was back. It was only because she hadn't felt like breakfast that morning and hadn't eaten anything. Perfectly understandable and explainable. Nothing whatsoever to do with how sick she'd felt, how her stomach kept turning over and over like a gymnast doing a complicated floor routine whenever she thought about Levi getting out of jail. Nope. Nothing whatsoever to do with that. Her palms were damp, but that was because it was hot. Same with her dry mouth. She should have had some water or something. But you didn't, because you would have thrown it up. Rachel closed her eyes. No fear. None. That's what had gotten her through life so far, and that's what would get her through this. She just had to pull her armor on, pretend she gave no fucks whatsoever. It was the only way to protect herself. It was the only way to deal with a man who'd been inside for 8 years. The man she'd put there herself. Her former best friend. Oh, Jesus. She was shaking. Okay, so perhaps she shouldn't think about that. She should think about how many fucks she gave instead, which was none at all. But naturally, all the pep talks in the entire universe weren't going to help, and when she opened her eyes, the nausea was still sitting right there, and she was still shaking like a leaf. Get yourself the hell together. Mentally, she put herself in her usual snarky, sarcastic armor, the one specially designed to keep the world at bay, as she dug her nails into the palms of her hands. Her nails were nice and long these days, so they hurt biting into her skin. But that was good, and she welcomed the pain. It helped her focus, helped her center herself. Taking another breath, she pushed open the small metal door inset into the big roller one and stepped into Gideon's garage. For a second, she paused, trying to normalize her breathing, letting the familiarity of the garage settle her. It had always been a safe place for her, somewhere to go when she needed company, a good friend, a sympathetic ear. Gideon had gathered together a small group of kids from the Royal Road Outreach Center years ago, kids who were alone in the world, and even now, a decade later, they remained close friends. Gideon, Zoe, Zee, and Levi. They were still there for one another, still looked out for one another. Except you didn't. You weren't there when Levi needed you most. Rachel swallowed, ignoring the thought. She couldn't afford to be thinking that kind of shit. Not now. Not when she was barely holding it together as it was. The smell of engine grease and oil filled her lungs. It was a comforting smell. There was a big metal shelf and a classic Cadillac up on a hoist blocking her vision, but she could hear the sound of voices. Gideon's, deep and rough, and Zoe's lighter tones. And then someone else's. Rachel stilled, the sound going through her, painful as a sliver of glass pushed beneath her skin. A masculine voice, one that used to be deep and rich, full of laughter and bright with optimism. A warm, encouraging, friendly voice. One that used to make her heart feel lighter whenever she heard it. But now it sounded dark, with a roughness that hadn't been there before. Like the voice of someone unused to speaking aloud. Levi. A shiver ran the entire length of her body. He was here, only a few feet away. After 8 years. Come on. You have to do this. Stop being such a fucking coward. She forced herself to move forward, past the metal shelf, heading down toward the end of the garage where a long workshop counter was positioned against the wall beneath a massive row of grimy windows, some with different colored panes of glass.